if you want to deliver resources to your students or your colleagues or the world at large for that matter, but you want to do so through a mobile enabled site, you've got a few options. You could of course use a blogging platform which provides mobile enabled themes, small format themes, or you could use something called Winksite. What Winksite does is allow you to have, in the free version, up to 5 mobile enabled sites, and through each site you can deliver the resources of your choosing, and there's quite a variety of resources that you can choose to provide. It's done through a full-fat normal web browser enabled dashboard, and then in the dashboard you can configure the sites in the way that you want to deliver the content that you want to provide. Now there's different types of content that you can provide, and you can do that through content channels, as Winksite calls them. In one type of channel, it can just be plain pages which contain textual information in which you can format in the basic kinds of way, containing links and containing images. You can provide links out to mobile web addresses, so you could use a channel which just brings in information from another mobile web address, or similarly bring in information in from an RSS feed. So if you want to link out to the RSS feed on the BBC Science pages or TechCrunch or the National Geographic or whatever, just find the RSS feed you need and bring that in, and then that will bring up posts in, and of course they'll be dynamic in the sense that the content will be constantly changing, so that will attract your visitors back perhaps. Or maybe you've got another blog site elsewhere and you pinch the RSS feed that and feed more information in here. You can also bring in a Twitter RSS feed into another channel, so that could be something like EdChat or maybe Science Chat for example. So there's lots of different channels that you can bring into your Winksite. In addition, you've got several other options too. You can have a journal, so that could be the kinds of things like diary entries and so forth. There are specific feeds that you can use to RSS pages, notes pages, and you can also decide whether or not, or to what extent, these are visible to other people, and to what extent other people have editing rights over pages. So for example, the chat is an interactive page. That might not be something necessarily that you encourage with students, but it could be. And of course there, that's another point. How about having students produce their mobile enabled sites? There's a sort of like iPhone interface